You know what's the hardest thing to give up for Lent? This is more difficult than Facebook, giving up Facebook. More difficult than giving up soda or chocolate or fast food. You know what it is? It's boba. Pearl, tapioca pearl drinks. I was addicted to those last year, and they're just this sugary, it's just so bad for you. There's zero nutritional value to it. Like each tapioca pearl is like 30 calories each, and there's like 100 tapioca pearls, right? And there's like all these places around. There's Tea Equation, Thirst Tea, Tea Spoon, all these clever names, and they're just so addicting, okay? So what do you think, if I'm addicted to boba, what do you think you should give up, that I should give up for Lent? It's not boba. No. You should just give up dessert. Give up all sugary drinks, right? Because this is the reality. If you give up boba, then you'll just drink, you know, soda or Jamba Juice or Starbucks, something that's equally bad, equally sugary, right? Because it's like this principle. If something comes out, something will take its place. It's like a principle of physics, right? What goes out, something comes in to take its place. And so this reality is that what we give up for Lent, it's more than just discipline, okay? I have friends who are non-Christians, and they actually join us. They give up something for Lent, okay? But what makes us different as Christians? When we give up something for Lent, that means we're trying to make room. We're trying to make room. Picture the place in your head. Picture the place in your head where you spend the most time. Okay? Could be your office, could be your bedroom, your living room. Picture that place. What does it look like? Is it, for me, it's my living room, right? It's very cluttered, a lot of stuff, right? Unwashed clothes and paperwork. But that's the place where you spend the most time, right? Now imagine that's what your heart is. Your heart is like a room, the most intimate place. What is there? What is in your heart, right? Is it your family? Is it your hobbies? Is it the computer? What's at the center? Is it the plasma screen TV? That's where your heart is. And what is at the center? And Lent is an opportunity to put Christ in the center. It could very well be your family is in the center of your heart, but is Christ there amidst your family, amidst your loved ones? Is Christ in the center of your heart? The gospel talks about something, talks about what I call spiritual blindness, okay? Which says that Christ could be very well right in front of us, and we don't see him. There could be this grace that is available to us, grace that is all around us, but we're not able to see it because we have this spiritual blindness. And the Pharisees in the gospel experienced this. They weren't able to see the Son of God right in front of them because they were too hung up. Oh, this man is a sinner. He healed on the Sabbath, you know? And this testimony of this blind man, his parents were evil. He was born in sin. I can't trust this man. But what happened with these Pharisees, they weren't able to see. There was too much in the way, too much clutter. They were not able to see that Christ was in front of them. On the other side, we have this blind man, this man who was born blind from birth. Even though he couldn't see, in the gospel, he is the one who was able to believe in Christ. He was able to see. This spiritual blindness affects us all. But the point is that even in our burdens, even in our sorrows, our defects, even our physical defects, God can work through those. It's not in spite of our defects, but God works through our defects, our burdens, and makes us to be able to see. Kind of want to give an example of this. We do have a blind person in our community, Her name is Kathleen. She goes to daily mass, and she sits right about here. She brings her seeing eye dog. The dog's name's Lucky. It's a very, very wonderful dog. If you have a chance, you can ask her if you want to pet it. It's a very nice dog. And Kathleen, when I saw her after mass, she noticed that I had a cold. This was a couple days ago. And even though she was blind, she was able to detect through the sound of my voice and how I was speaking that I had a cold. I was sniffling and my voice was different. And she came up to me and she said, "Victor, can I pray over you? Sounds like you're sick." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, that sounds good." And so she prayed over me. And it was a very humbling experience because this blind person, Kathleen, was praying over me. You know, and I should be praying for her. Like, I just have this sniffles. Like, she's blind. What we normally think is, "Oh, like, you can't be able to see. I'm, you know, that sucks. I'm sorry." But it wasn't despite her blindness. It was through it that grace was able to happen. That she was able to be this dispensary of grace, to give this grace and blessing to others. So even though she was blind physically, she wasn't spiritually blind. She was able to recognize Christ in her life and the graces that are around her and be able to be a blessing to others. And so think about what you're giving up for Lent. Okay? If it's soda or fast food, boba, right? What's taking its place? Right? If it's making you an angry person, more arrogant, more selfish, then maybe it's not Christ coming in. Maybe it's something else, okay? But when you give up something for Lent, it's not just a discipline. Okay? You're making room. You're making room for something. You're making room for Christ to be at the center of your life so you can see Christ in others. To make room for Christ. Make room for love in your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.